fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hooray!
To the people of Sandstone, Pearly Foster was a businessman who now and then speculated in cattle, ran the local trading post, and was quite active in civic affairs. Also, he operated a ranch a few miles from town. He didn't often go to the ranch, but one evening, close to midnight, he rode out in that direction. On the ridge above the creek bottom, he reined up.
Oh, whoa there. Whoa, boy, whoa. Hey, what's going on down there?
A small herd was bedded down for the night by the side of the creek. Pearly saw a man dismount near them. A moment later, there was the flare of a match as the man studied the brand on the nearest steer. And in the light, Pearly saw a badge shining on the man's shirt. Quickly, he took the rifle from the boot of his saddle. Deliberately, he took aim and fired. There was a cry, and the man fell to the ground. Pearly was standing in the shadow of a great boulder, and he waited there motionless for 5 minutes. The cows milled a little. The man on the ground didn't stir. Pearly mounted and rode down the slope to the side of the creek.
Easy, easy, steady.
There he dismounted and knelt beside the man who wore the badge.
Killed him clean. Well, Sheriff, this is the last time you meddle in business that doesn't concern you. It's a fancy shooting iron you got. Might as well take it along with me. Yeah.
Get up there, come on, get up.
The men at Pearly's ranch were surprised to see him.
Whoa, whoa there, whoa, boy, whoa.
What brings you out to the spread, Pearly?
Yeah, what's
boys, I just shot and killed Sheriff Jim Green.
Well, what did you do that for, Pearly? You'll swing for her.
No, I won't. I caught him prying into that herd we rustled last night. He didn't know what hit him.
You ambushed him?
I sure did.
Are you sure he's dead?
Here's his gun.
Yeah. What's that thing hanging from the butt?
Some sort of lucky charm, I reckon. It's a silver bullet.
Looks like his lucky charm didn't work.
Maybe it'll work better for me than for him. I'm keeping his gun for a souvenir. I've got plans.
What are they?
Verde County's gonna need a new sheriff. Maybe on top of my other jobs, I can be that sheriff.
was 3 days later when Pearlie Foster came to Ma Green's house carrying a bundle of legal-looking documents.
Come in, Pearlie.
Thanks, Ma Green. Mr. Decker, the banker, said you want to see me.
Yes, I do. Have a chair.
Thanks. Well, what can I do for you?
What's this about some of my friends circulating petitions to have me appointed sheriff? I understand you've got a hand in it.
That's right, Ma Green. The good people of Verde County want to make sure they get a sheriff just as honest and upstanding as your late husband. They think you're the one to take over the job.
But, Pearlie, that's nonsense. I'm a woman. Being a sheriff's a man's job.
Ma Green, I dislike to bring up a personal matter, but under the circumstances, I know you'll understand.
What do you mean?
Your husband and I were friends. We were a lot closer than most folks, even you, know about. He told me a lot of things in confidence, particularly about his financial affairs.
He did?
They weren't in too good shape when he was killed. I know that.
Yes, I guess you're right. Did he borrow money from you, Pearlie?
Well, that was between him and me, Ma. It's not important one way or the other. So you can just forget about that.
I was going to say, I don't know how I could pay
you. Forget it. You don't owe me a cent. But you're going to need money to live on.
Yes, I'm quite worried about it. Have no relatives to go to. Of course, I could sell our home place and... Oh, Jim and I were happy here. I don't think I could stand to sell it.
You won't have to, Ma Green. A few of your husband's friends have circulated these petitions. See all these names?
Oh, why, there must be hundreds of them.
Everyone's a friend of yours. They want you to be sheriff.
But, Pearlie, the governor might have someone in mind to take my Jim's place.
Not when he sees these petitions. He'll appoint you without question. Governor knows where he gets his votes.
Pearlie, I appreciate this. Oh, it touches me deeply to know that I've got so many friends in Sandstone and Verde County, but I couldn't arrest anyone. I haven't shot a gun since I was a girl back in Missouri.
You don't have to worry about that. You just take the job, draw your salary, and let your chief deputy and his men handle things.
But Jim never appointed a chief deputy. He said it was a waste of the taxpayers' money. Of course, I know the law says he was entitled to one.
I thought you'd bring that up. I have the answer.
You have?
Ma, for the past few years, I've been working hard and saving my money.
Uh-huh.
Here recently, I've been thinking of taking it easier. Spending more time doing things for the community that's been mighty good to me. I'll take over the chief deputy's job at no pay. That is, if you want me.
Early? I don't know anyone I'd trust more than I would you.
Then you'll let me send these petitions to the governor? A lot of your friends will be mighty disappointed if you don't.
Well, I wouldn't want to let them down.
Jim wouldn't want you to either. You know, it's these same folks who voted Jim into office for 20 years.
That's right. They did. Then send in the petitions. If the governor appoints me sheriff, I'll take the job.
I knew you'd see it that way.
But I'm doing it on one condition, Pearlie.
What's that?
That you'll be my chief deputy.
I accept the appointment right now.
Impressed by the number of names on the petitions, the governor appointed Ma Green to serve out the remainder of her late husband's term of office. The trusting woman promptly swore in Pearlie Foster as her chief deputy, then went about her household duties as usual. Some 3 months later, the Lone Ranger rode into camp where Tonto had been waiting 2 days for his return.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy, steady.
Aye, Kimasabi.
Aye, Tonto, steady, Silver.
You see your friend, the governor?
Yes, and we must break camp at once. We're going to Sandstone in Verde County.
Oh, why we go there?
While I was visiting the governor, he told me that he had made an unusual appointment. He made a woman the sheriff in Sandstone to fill the unexpired term of Sheriff Green.
Oh, me remember Jim Green. Him good sheriff.
Yes. The governor said he appointed Mrs. Green after Jim was killed because the people of Verde County seemed to want her in the office. But he's already had numerous complaints about her.
Why people complain?
Because crime has increased there since she took office. The governor says he dislikes to remove her because he knows she needs the money. He's asked that we ride down there and investigate the situation.
Me feed horses. Then we break camp.
Good.
In Verde County, Deputy Pearly Foster rode from town to his nearby ranch to discuss a problem with his men.
Whoa, whoa there. Whoa, boy.
What's right?
Tex, I have some business to take up with you and the boys. First is, there's a lot of talk going on in the county, and I don't like it.
I think I know what you mean. I heard some of it myself.
Yeah,
I
know.
Ma Green just had me in the mat about it. She wanted to know why I wasn't catching more crooks.
Did you tell her?
It's not funny. First thing we know, the governor will remove her from office, and where will we be?
The boss is right. A real sheriff might make it hot for us.
As it is, Ma Green wears the badge, but I'm the sheriff. I want it to stay that way.
Maybe we'd better lie low for a while and let things quiet down.
Yeah, well, we got to do better than that. Sure. People are plenty riled right now.
What more can we do?
Well, I was coming to that. Tonight, the bank's sending a shipment of money on the stage to Centerville. Old Decker's asked Ma Green to assign a couple of deputies to ride along with it. Now, this is our chance to put on a big show for the taxpayers.
I don't get you mean.
Tex, I'm putting you and Joe aboard the stage with shotguns. The rest of you go with Alex and hold up the stage about 10 miles out of town. Or try to. It'll be a big sham battle. Tex and Joe will run the lot of you off and the stage will go through.
It'll show we're on the job maintaining law and order.
And it'll convince Decker I'm doing my best to protect his money. That's what he's interested in. But he's got influence with the governor.
But Pearly.
What is it, Joe?
Someone's likely to get hurt if the boys sling too much lead.
They'll be ordered to shoot high.
Good.
All right, I'll be getting back to town. Tex, you and Joe show up in time to get aboard the stage.
All right, Pearly.
All right, I'll see you then. Get up here. Come on.
It was nearing nightfall when the Lone Ranger and Tonto turned into the main trail leading to Sandstone. They were but a short distance from town when the masked man signaled a halt.
Hello, Silver. Tonto, look up on the bluff ahead of us. Isn't that a group of men and horses in that timber?
Light not good now. Let me see something move there.
Yes, they seem to be moving out of the timber. I'll be able to see them better in a moment.
Oh, me see them now. Them ride toward pass.
Listen.
You hear stagecoach.
Coming through the pass. Tonto, I wonder if those men are going to hold up the stage.
We go see?
Yes. But we've got to keep to cover or we might be mistaken for bandits.
Come on, Silver.
Get them up, stop.
Alex and the others, whom Pearly Foster had delegated to fake a holdup, had taken a position near the stage trail.
Well, here comes men. Get your bandanas over your face.
We don't need them. It's so dark now, none of the passengers can recognize
us. It's the same time on. We're taking no chances.
All right.
But hurry. All right. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Sure. Now remember, you're to shoot high.
All right. We got you.
I'll let you go. Get up, man.
Get up. Get up.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Get up. All right, start shooting and yelling.
Pearly Foster's men charged both sides of the coach, yelling and shooting and making a big pretense of trying to stop the racing stage. Inside the coach, Tex and Joe opened fire with their shotguns, which made much noise but did no harm. To the passengers and the driver, it looked like a running battle, the outcome of which would soon be decided. Then suddenly, from out of the deepening darkness, other guns began to blaze. And a sudden panic gripped the outlaw on horseback.
All right, get the cover. Over this way. Get him.
The outlaws scurried to the protection of nearby rocks, taking the wounded men with them.
I've been hit.
That dirty double cross has got me.
All right, return the fire.
What happened, Alex?
That's a double cross. Pearly Foster had some gun slicks laying for us. They're in the timber yonder. I saw the flashes of the gun. We'll flush them out. Ready? All right, let's get him. Get up there. Get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Believing that the horsemen they had seen in the fading twilight were intending to hold up the stagecoach, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had raced into the wooded mountainside from where they directed unexpected gunfire that surprised the outlaws.
Them not follow stagecoach. Them quit.
Yes, Tonto. I guess we surprised them. But they may decide to try it again.
What we do now?
They're riding this way. They've seen the flashes of our guns.
And what we do?
We're outnumbered. Our best course is to run. We notify the sheriff and return in the morning.
Monsilva!
Get him up, scout!
Though it was early evening when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached Sandstone, the town was quiet. One of the few lighted houses was the home of the woman sheriff.
Sheriff not asleep?
That's good.
A woman sheriff know you?
No, Tonto, but her husband was a friend. I think I can identify myself.
Just a minute, please.
Good evening, Sheriff.
You're masked.
Please don't be frightened. We're not here to harm you.
Oh, the nerve I ever saw.
Oh, does this mean anything to you?
A bullet. A silver bullet.
Yes. I knew your husband. He was my friend.
Oh, land sakes alive. And I'll bet that Injun's name is Tonto.
Not right.
Many's the time Jim's told me about you both. And now when I really need a friend, you, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, have come to me. Come in, both of you.
Thanks, Sheriff. Come on, Tonto.
Meanwhile, after having been outdistanced by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, the outlaws, led by Alex, halted their horses.
Yeah, the bomber's got away. No sense trying to find him now.
Oh, I'm hurt. I got a slug in the shoulder.
I got one in the leg. It's hurting plenty.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. All but Pete can head back to the ranch. Pete and I are going into town.
Going into town? What for, Alex?
To get Pearly Foster. We'll bring him to the ranch to answer questions.
Pearly Foster was seated in the office of his trading post when Alex and Pete came through the door.
Hey, Alex and Pete.
Hey, come on, Pete, shut the door.
Right. Well, boys, how'd things work out?
Not the way you planned it, you double-crossing skunk.
What are you talking about?
He'll know what I'm talking about. And keep your hands on that desk where I can see him.
Just a minute. Put down that gun.
Hey, Pete, get his gun before he pulls any tricks.
Yeah. Hey, I got it.
I don't get this. Something go wrong tonight?
Yeah, plenty wrong. Where's your horse?
In the stable back of here where I usually keep him.
Hey, come on. We'll go saddle him. All right, get moving.
Hey, where are you taking me?
Yeah, to the ranch. Some of the boys who got shot tonight want to have a talk with you, Pearly.
Shot?
And you needn't act surprised. Put out the light, Pete. We'll get going.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger had told Ma Green about the attempted holdup of the stagecoach and the sudden turn of events when the bandits charged him and Tonto.
Tonto and I were fortunate to stop them from robbing the stage.
And to me right now, that's what counts. Why, if those bandits had succeeded in robbing the stage, I'd be forced to resign tomorrow morning.
Yes, I realize public sentiment would force you to do that.
And if I don't make an effort to catch the rascals, I'll still have to resign. Oh, I can't sit here and wait till morning.
I'm afraid you won't have much success tonight. We'll not be able to pick up the trail till daylight.
I know a man back in the hills who has a pack of bloodhounds.
Oh, well, that's different. We can pick up the trail of even one of the outlaws. We can find their hideout.
You bet we can. But first off, we'll ride out and get Pearly Foster. He's my chief deputy.
I believe he runs a trading post, doesn't he?
Yeah, we'll ride by there. If he's not there, he'll be at his ranch. Anyway, we need his ranch hands for a posse.
Very well. Tonto and I will go saddle your horse.
I'm through with being a rocking chair, Sheriff. From now on, I'm going to earn my pay.
Seeing no light in the office of the trading post, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Ma Green headed for the Foster Ranch. They traveled by way of a shortcut and reached the ranch ahead of the men who were coming from the scene of the gunfight and the men who were bringing Pearly from his office.
Strange no one's here.
I'll light the lamp. We'll wait for them.
There it is on the table.
There. Now, just sit down, Sheriff. It's almost 10 o'clock. Someone should be coming in soon.
Think I'll take a look around. First time I've seen Pearlie's ranch. Quite a layout he's got here.
For a few moments, Ma Green browsed about the room. Then she stopped in front of the fireplace mantel. A revolver lay upon it. For a few seconds, she studied it in silence. Then reached a lean hand forward and picked it up.
Now, where did he get this?
That gun.
Take a look, my friend. See the silver bullet fastened to the butt?
Yes.
You gave a silver bullet to Jim. He prized it so much, he had a silver link made, and he attached it to the butt of his gun.
You mean that's your husband's gun?
Yes, it's his. It was missing from his holster when they found his body.
The fact that the gun is here is good evidence that Pearlie Foster shot your husband.
Kimasabi!
Yes, Tonto!
There are horsemen riding this way.
It must be Pearlie and his boys riding in.
Tonto, get our horses to the back of the ranch house where they'll not be seen, but hurry.
Me hide him.
I'm going to have a talk with Pearlie Foster about how he got this gun.
No, not now. Come quickly into this side room.
But why are we hiding? I want to ask that critter some questions.
Wait, Sheriff, wait. Now, quickly, inside here.
The members of the outlaw band were so concerned with wounds and the belief that they had been double-crossed that they failed to question the lighted lamp on the table. And only a few yards away, the Lone Ranger and Ma Green watched and listened.
They're the ones who tried to hold up the stage.
From what they say, they're the outlaws. I suspect that Todd and I wounded some of them.
But where's Pearlie?
They seem to be blaming him. I hear talk of a double cross.
So do I.
Yeah, I think I understand the situation now.
You do?
They seem to think that the men who fired on them tonight were doing so under orders of your chief deputy.
You mean you and Tonto were the ones who fired at them?
Yes. Listen, someone's coming. Okay.
Here they come, boys. They got the manger critter.
Yeah, they've got Pearlie.
Like these men. Get in there, Pearlie.
Hold on, Alex. Let me talk to the boys.
We'll do the talking, won't we, boys?
Good job, Alex.
All right. Just take a look at those men. See that blood on them? Bandages?
Look here.
You said everyone would shoot high.
But I tell you, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Why, you sure did.
I didn't try to double-cross you, man.
You're lying. You had gun slicks hidden in the timber. They tried to gun the lot of us.
You know, folks in the county were getting fed up with Ma Green. You figured she'd be fired soon. That would let you out. So you wanted to grab all the gravy for yourself. And maybe Tex and Joe was in on it, too, huh?
You bet they were. They never got scratched.
Now, boys, listen
by
to me.
By gunning us, you figured you and Tex and Joe could grab the loot we've stored up here, huh? But your game's up. So we're going to give you what you tried to give us.
Shoot this gun.
No, you don't. Go make a move.
What, the sheriff?
Ma Green.
Drop that gun, Alex.
Hey, you old woman.
Oh, I'll give the same to anyone else who draws a gun. I don't know what this is all about, but you're not shooting Pearlie Foster.
Get me out of here, Sheriff. They'll kill us both if you don't.
You bet I will, Pearlie. Where'd you pick up some trash like this for ranch hands?
Well, I didn't know they were outlaws.
What do you think he is, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Get him to tell you how he gunned your husband in the back.
My husband? I don't believe it.
Yeah? Then how'd he get that gun?
Gun? What gun?
The one you've got in your hand. It's Jim's gun.
Yes, I know.
Give me that. I got it.
Hey,
now stand back, all of you.
Why didn't you gun him, Alex?
I wasn't watching him.
Now listen to me, all of you. I told you I didn't have anything to do with that shooting out in the trail tonight. This proves it.
How does it prove it?
What do you think she's doing out here snooping around? She knew that was her husband's gun, you jugheads.
You bet I did, you murdering skunk.
See, what did I tell you? She must have sent someone along to guard the stage without telling me. Then she followed you men here and sneaked in through the back door. Now we're all in the same boat. She knows our game. Best thing we can do is patch this thing up and quick.
Well, I'm willing. I guess it was wrong.
Now there's only one thing left to do. That's make her talk. And after she's told who she sent out with a stage, we'll do the same to her as we did to her husband. Then we'll take over the job as sheriff, sure enough. Now, old lady, if you're smart, you'll start talking.
If I told you shut up your boys tonight, would you kill me?
Well, maybe not. Just start talking.
It was the Lone Ranger and his Indian friend.
What's funny about that? Don't try to use that gun, Pearlie. You'll get more than your men got on the trail tonight.
Hey, it's him. It's a masked
man. Don't draw on him. He's a shooting fool.
Turn the door, Tonto. And not get out.
And now, Pearlie Foster, I'll take that gun.
Take the guns from the rest of them, Sheriff. Tonto and I will keep them covered.
With Within an hour, Pearlie Foster and his band of outlaws were behind jail bars at Sandstone, the residents of which were peacefully sleeping and totally unaware of what had happened. The Lone Ranger and Tonto prepared to mount their horses.
Tonto and I will remain nearby for the night, Sheriff. You can go get some sleep.
When the good people of Verde County waken in the morning and learn that the Lone Ranger is on my side, they'll quit complaining. Oh,
just one question before you leave.
What is it, mister?
You told me you let Pearlie do all the work as sheriff because you hadn't fired a gun since you were a girl living in Missouri.
Yeah, that's right.
You seem to do very well with that gun tonight. How did that happen?
Well, it's this way. I felt just like my Jim did about that silver bullet attached to his gun. He said it was like a charm. When it strung to his gun, he couldn't miss.
And if he hadn't been ambushed and shot in the back, he wouldn't have missed.
He sure wouldn't have. Say, if you stay on as a deputy...
You'll do all right without me, Sheriff.
Easy, fella.
But if any more Pearlie Fosters show up, I'll be back to help you.
Gosh, no wonder Jim thought so much of the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.